Hebrews 11. I've got another verse pulled apart for you in Proverbs 29:18. You know what that says? It says, where there is no vision, the people perish. There are two things, that is faith and vision, that got us started, that got us where we are today and will take us where we're going. Two things, faith and vision. Hebrews 11 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I don't take you back 51 years, but I want to go back 133 years. 1890, where a mission board met on the other side of the state and said, I think we need to do something west of the St. John's River. Let's do something. Let's start a church over there. And so they did. They organized. They got the people together. They started a church. And that would be the first Boswick Baptist Church. 133 years. See, the vision didn't start 51 years ago. The vision didn't start at East Orange Avenue. The vision goes farther than that. The faith was farther than that. Now, when they met on the other side of the St. John's, they didn't say, hey, let's start a church that'll start a church that'll start a church that'll start a church. Their vision was just there for this little area. But it was what grew out of that that got us where we are today. Faith and vision. Had there been no faith or vision, it would have failed. By the way, it could have failed then or at Bostwick or at Jacksonville or at Tallahassee, or at any point in the last 51 years on this campus. The vision could have fallen, could have been lost. The faith could have been, could have dissipated. And this would not, we would not be here today. And by the way, over those 51 years, there have been some times where that might have been the possibility, where there was a real likelihood that this church would be no more. And let me say this morning, there's the reality that it doesn't take much to blow up the whole thing and it all be done. Guys, it sounds fragile and it's kind of scary, isn't it? But it wouldn't take much. And why do I say that? Because I've seen it happen all across this state and across this country where people fell out with each other. They forgot why they were together to begin with, and the whole thing just shut down, and now it's a beauty parlor. There's got to be faith in God. There's got to be a vision of what God will do through us if we'll surrender and serve. There are two parts to it. First, we've got to surrender ourselves and say, God, what would you have me to do? And then we got to do it. But if we're satisfied to just come in here on Sunday, have some nice singing and some preaching and love each other and pat each other on the back, this church will die. We've lost some of our founding members. And we've lost other members. This year has been a very, well, I say it's been a tough year. We've promoted some of our members to heaven, haven't we? Over the last couple of years. Wonderful for them. But if we don't have the vision to reach the lost for Jesus, we don't need to be here anyway. If it's a social club, if it's a country club, if it's a gathering of friends, and I love friends, and I love gathering. By the way, I love eating. Y'all stick around after church today, we'll eat. But if that's all it's about, let's go home. Let's shut it down. This church has a purpose, a mission that we cannot accomplish without faith and vision. He says faith is the substance of things hoped for. Substance is the seed. Substance is the beginning. Things hoped for, that's the vision. Because if there's no vision, we don't need faith in it. And then he says it's the evidence of things not seen. That evidence is a conviction. In other words, internally. The substance, the faith, is on the inside. It's internal. Look at what he says. He says it's the evidence of things not seen. If it's seen, it's external. If it's hoped, it's internal. And it's, that faith is what brings it from internal to external. The vision. He explains it very well. He says in verse 2, by it, the elders obtained a good report. How did they get a good report? By pursuing their vision by faith. They had a vision. Now just pause for a moment. And each one of us, I want you to just in your mind, in your heart, I want you to imagine the future of Capitol Heights Baptist Church. Are there a bunch of little kids in your vision? Or did you decide they were too much trouble? Are there a bunch of families in your vision? Or is it too hard? Are there a lot of individuals in your vision? Are they your friends and neighbors? Are there people you recognize sitting in these pews? Are there some of the ones who've wandered back in these pews? In your vision, what is Capitol Heights Baptist Church? Are there people walking the aisle? Are there people being baptized? Are there people praising and celebrating God? What is your vision of the future of this church? We're here to celebrate the 51 years. Yes, that's wonderful. But there'll be nothing to celebrate if this is the end. I refuse to manage decline. I won't do it. I didn't come here for that. I won't manage decline. I'm not. I appreciate hospice, but this is not hospice. I'm not here to just make you feel good till it's over. Man, we're here to reach the lost for Jesus by obtaining and pursuing the vision. Obtaining a good report that way. Look at what he says in verse 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. This is one of the verses that convinces me Paul wrote this book. The way it twists up. But look at what he says. He says through faith God had a vision. Can you imagine that? God had an idea. That's called vision. And he wanted it to happen. We talk about God. We don't say he believed it, but he wanted it to happen. That's what faith is. He wanted it to happen. He hoped for it. God had a vision inside, and he brought what was in his heart out, bringing it from internal to external. Look at what he says. The things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Can I tell you something? God didn't go around planting apple seeds and orange seeds and corn kernels. God didn't go around planting beans. You know what he did? He made a beanstalk. Better than Jack's beanstalk, wasn't it? He made corn, grown corn. He made grown trees. He made a grown earth, a mature earth. And on those trees came apples. And inside those apples came seeds. Those seeds were the substance of hope. But it says that the things that God made were not made of things which do appear. In other words, he didn't make seeds. He made apples. What came first, the chicken or the egg? The chicken. How else are you going to get an egg? Just solved the problem. Everybody's been wondering for years. There's the answer. Verse number 3. God told us the answer. It's not things which do appear. He made it mature. By faith. Look at what it says in verse 4. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Enoch, or Abel, he says in verse 4, by faith, believing God, okay, believing God, he pursued in obedience. He acted in obedience. And without faith, verse 6, it is impossible to please him. Do you have a vision? Do you conceive in your heart that your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your son, your daughter, your cousin, your friend, your coworker will go to heaven? Do you have faith? Do you have vision? Will you then act in that faith, act in that vision to pursue that, act in faith to pursue that vision? Or what he said, things hoped for? So that they will be saved? Are we doing things that would lead to them trusting Christ as Savior? By faith. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. Verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Let me tell you about the faith of Noah. You know what Noah hoped for? You know what was his faith? You know what was his vision? It wasn't a flood. Noah didn't work for 120 years to build an ark and preach to his community in hopes of a flood. The flood, he accepted. It was going to happen. His hope was to save his family. His hope was to save all who would get on board. Guys, I'm not excited about hell. I'm not calling for the judgment of God upon, even on this nation, of those who hate God and hate the church. I'm not calling on their judgment. I'm not calling for punishment. Do you understand that the lake of fire is eternal? Do you understand it will never go out? Jesus said, the worm dieth not. The fire is not quenched. You understand that's not a desire that the church has, that Christians have for judgment. Our hope is that you'll be saved. Our hope is that you'll trust Christ. Our hope is that you'll pray. And I appreciate that Sunday school class. And aren't those children beautiful, wonderful? Appreciate y'all. But our desire is that you would look to God and say, God, I know I'm a sinner. And I know Jesus died for me. And I ask you to forgive my sins and save my soul. God, I give my life to you. I trust in you. That's our desire, is that you'd put your faith in God, that you'd hope and trust in him. Noah hoped to save his family. Our vision at Capitol Heights Baptist Church is to see souls saved and lives changed. Our faith is that God will do it if we'll surrender and serve him. Our faith is that if we'll share the message, God will empower it. You ever plant a seed? How many of you ever planted a seed? Did you go out there and uncover it every day and look at it? Not supposed to do that. Cover it in prayer and let God do his work. Plant the seed, cover it in prayer, let God do his work. Faith is the substance, the seed, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Are we committed? Do we have a personal internal conviction? The word he uses there is evidence. Is that an internal conviction? Do you believe God can do it? Do you believe God will do it? And then will you act according to that? Do we have a personal internal conviction to surrender ourselves to serve his purpose, to listen, to love, to minister, to help, to teach, to lead? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. We don't have to do it. We don't have to. There's a song in the Blue Book, and it says this: if men go to hell, who cares? And my question to you is, do you care? That's the only reason this church is here. Of all the good things we do, if we don't reach the lost, we've lost the cause. Vision and faith, 133 years of reaching out to see souls saved and lives changed from the other side of the state to here. And here for 51 years. It's up to us what this next year brings in the ministry of Capitol Heights Baptist Church. Would you stand? Maybe you're here this morning, you say, Pastor, I really do want to be saved. I've heard what the children said. I heard what you said, but I'm still not sure. Let me ask you this. Would you come up here and take me by the hand and say, Pastor, I want to be saved? You and I will pray, and you will be heard in heaven today. And God will respond to your prayer. Maybe you're already saved, but you haven't been baptized. You see, baptism is where we bury our past in the waters of baptism. And we're risen up to walk in newness of life. You ready to walk in a new life? You're ready for a new experience? Or as we say, you've seen what you could do with your life. You ready to see what God can do with it? Or maybe you're saved and baptized. But there's something else on your heart this morning. The altar's open. I'll be glad to pray with you. Or you can come down here and pray by yourself. And I'll tell you this, you can pray from where you are and be heard in heaven this morning. God, I pray that you will work in these moments, that you'll draw us to you. That when we leave this place, every one of us will be exactly where you want us to be spiritually. That every soul will have put their faith in you for salvation and committed and surrendered to pursue the vision that you have planted in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you come? This is your opportunity. Is there someone else this morning? This is your opportunity. Faith. That's where it begins. That is the seed when we believe. We put our trust in Him. Amen. Thank you, brother. Anything for dismissed? Is that the shortest sermon I've preached in a year? Don't get used to it, right? I've never preached long, though. Y'all know that. All right. Anything else? Thank you, Glory Bound, for being with us today. Hope you'll stay for lunch. And thank you to the young people, Brother Adam, Sister Sheila, for your work today. Anything else for dismissed? Let's pray. We'll ask God's blessing on the food and fellowship. Please stay, even if you didn't bring anything for lunch. That's okay. I bet there's enough back there to feed everybody and still have leftovers. But anyway, stick around. I want you to stay and have a good time of fellowship. God, we love you. We thank you for your love and your grace. Thank you for our church, each one who's a part of it. Lord, draw us together. Make us useful to your purpose. Challenge and inspire us. God, increase the vision. Increase our faith. Bless the food we're about to eat. Thank you for the hands that prepared it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.